Krishna. I was going to answer some questions today, but as I was decorating Radha Damodar's altar, I got distracted or inspired to sing the glories of Krishna Valley's roses, because the whole altar is just decorated with roses. And they're really beautiful, beautiful roses. Roses are always beautiful, particularly as they grow here in New Brajadam. They're more beautiful, very, very aromatic. And let me start by describing, and I'll show them to you later. Let me start by describing the orange rose. It's a beautiful, beautiful color. It actually reminds me of Srimati Radharani's lips. They're a little darker, but that kind of orange color with yellow in the center. And then, of course, roses we always think of as being pink. So lots of pink roses. There's a dark pink, which is a reminder. I'll show them after. There's a dark pink that reminds me of the flushed cheeks of Krishna, Shamsundar, Srimati Radharani. And then there's a medium colored pink, and then there's a light pink. All of these roses, are, of course, have their own different, wonderful, beautiful aroma. And then there are the multicolored roses. There's the there's one that's yellow with pink petals. Come outside towards the edge of the petals, they become pink. I have another in front of me that's yellow on one side and pink on the other. Look. Beautiful. And then there's another one right in the middle of the altar that's white in the middle, and the edges are all pink. And that's it for the pinkies. Then I have small white roses. And we have yellow roses, and then red. The red roses, they're ruby-colored. They're like the ruby lips of Shamsundar, of Krishna. Every one of them has their own distinctive aroma and flavor. And, of course, Srila Prabhupada, what would he say? He would take one of these flowers and he would say, let's have these intelligent, brilliant scientists produce just one flower, just one rose. But Krishna is so smart. Krishna is so expert that growing in the same earth, drinking the same water, basking in the same sunshine, and breathing the same air, different colors, different aromas, different beauty manifest. This is real artistic skill. No one can match Krishna's artistic skill. And these flowers are compared to Krishna's smile. So if you want to know what Krishna's smile looks like, then you can look at roses, you can look at flowers. And the variety of flowers really gives us an idea of the beauty of Krishna's smile. I haven't spoken about my favorite rose yet. My favorite rose is called the purple rose. It's called the blue moon. I like it not only because my favorite aroma of roses, but because of the name. Blue moon reminds you of Krishna. Krishna is often called the dark moon. Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada called the deities of Dallas, Kalachandra, black moon. So black moon, blue moon, this rose reminds us of a blue moon. They look like this. They smell wonderful. Or when they're a little more closed, they're like this. And here's a light pink and a dark pink and a yellow rose, still closed, and a very, very light pink. I don't know if you can pick it up on there. And here's a little white rose, dainty rose. The only roses we don't have, which I really, really love, are miniature roses, because they make really beautiful garlands for Srimati Radharani. Those who are expert in the science of garland making, they know that the miniature roses for Radharani are really just ideal. They're really, really wonderful. And talking of Krishna's smile, I would just remind, because that's what I've been writing about for the last 2 weeks, Krishna's smile, and now Srimati Radharani's smile. And I wrote my favorite pastime regarding Krishna's smile, and I'll just narrate that. It's found, Rupa Goswami quotes a Sarvagya Sarvananda, a great devotee prior to his time. And child Krishna, little Krishna, is at home, and Mother Yashoda is trying to put him to sleep. He's in bed, and she says, "Aren't you sleepy? Aren't you tired?" And Krishna says, "No, sleep hasn't come to my eyes yet." And Mother Yashoda says, "All right, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a pastime to put you to sleep." And so she starts telling the pastime of Nrisimhadev and Nrisimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu. And when she comes to the actual stage where Hiranyakashipu is being ripped apart by the nails of Nrisimhadev, then Krishna smiles. So that, for me, that picture of child Krishna, his head in Mother Yashoda's lap, as mothers tend to be stroking their children's head to get them to go to sleep, lying in his nice feather-soft bed, and that beautiful smile appearing on his blue moon or black moon face. So this flower reminds me of a black moon. It's a very nice meditation for us to think about today. Now I'm going to just lift up the computer and give you a view of the altar before I put Radha Damodar there, and give you a view of the... Here's Radha Damodar, if you can see them. They're ready for their offering. And here's the flowers, the roses of New Brajadam. You can see them all there. The orange and the pink and the multi-pink and the blue moon. So we'll continue with questions tomorrow. Hare Krishna.